Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and on this Friday, August 5th, it is my pleasure to welcome several of our students to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Livy Holt, and then we have Caroline Dennis and also Sarah Kate Hatley. At the end of the podcast, each of them will answer a couple of questions for me. I hope you enjoy. First, we have Livy reading from Deuteronomy chapter 21, starting in verse 15.
If a man has two wives, and he loves one but not the other, and both bear him sons, but the firstborn son is the son of the wife he does not love, then he wills his property to his sons. He must not give the rights of the firstborn to the son of the wife he loves in preference to his actual firstborn, the son of the wife he does not love. He must acknowledge the son of his unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him a double share of all he has. That son is the first sign of his father's strength. The right of the firstborn belongs to him. If someone has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of his town are to stone him to death. You must purge the evil from among you. All Israel will hear of it and be afraid. If someone guilty of a capital offense is put to death and their body is exposed on a pole, you must not leave the body hanging on the pole overnight. Be sure to bury it that same day, because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. You must not desecrate the land of the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
Today's psalm is Psalm 70. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put in shame and confusion. May all those who desire to ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say, "Ah, ah," turn back because of their shame. But may all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, "The Lord is great." But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quick to me, O God, you are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay.
Our New Testament reading today is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith and all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you have believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Livy, Caroline, and Sarah Kate for joining the podcast today. I literally just grabbed them as they were coming in and out from the beach on beach retreat, and they were such a joy to read with and to learn from them. And so I want you to hear a couple of the questions that I asked them. Okay, Livy, hello, and welcome to the podcast. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
All right. My family has gone to Mountain Brook Baptist Church pretty much my whole life. So my two parents are Allison and Chris, and I have a sister who's going to Stanford next year whose name is Emma Grace.
And what grade are you in, and what are some of the extracurricular activities that you enjoy?
I'm going to be a junior this fall, and I do track, specifically pole vault.
Tell me a little bit about pole vaulting. How did you get into it, and what are some of the things that you have to think about when you're pole vaulting?
Yeah, so my sister was actually a pole vaulter first, but it's also, I used to do gymnastics, and it translates really well from gymnastics into pole vault because you have to think about a lot of the same things.
Libby, do you have a favorite story in the Bible?
Yeah, my favorite story is Joseph, which is in Genesis.
And why are you attracted to that story?
I don't know, I've just always found it very interesting, and it's a great story of forgiveness.
Awesome. Thank you for joining the podcast today.
Thank you.
This is Caroline Dennis with me on the podcast. She read the psalm for today. And Caroline, tell me a little bit about your family.
My family, we have 5 people in it and 2 dogs. And I have 1 sister and 1 brother. And then I don't know.
Who are your parents?
My parents are Julie Dennis and Jeremy Dennis.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most this school year?
I'm looking forward to just, being with all 4 schools and making new friends.
Yes. And at church, is there anything that you're looking forward to in the fall?
Just getting to grow closer with my youth group.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your extracurricular activities, what you're into?
I'm into cheering, and I'm on the Mountain Brook Junior High cheer team, and I just like practices and stuff.
And my final question for you is, what is your favorite place to visit?
One of my favorite places to visit is Costa Rica.
Ooh, tell me more.
We've gone there twice, and the first time we went, it was our first time surfing, and it was kind of a struggle, but and then the second time we went, we surfed again, and it was good.
Awesome. Sarah Kate Hatley read for us the New Testament passage. Sarah Kate, tell me a little bit about your family.
My dad is the music minister and minister to senior adults at Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and my family has been attending Mountain Brook for 11 years.
I want to hear a little bit about you. You're going to college this fall. Tell me a little bit about your interest and where you're headed.
I'm going to be a freshman this fall at the University of North Alabama, and I'm going to be studying music education in a string concentration because I play the violin. And yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your faith journey. When did you come to faith in Christ? And we're on the beach retreat, obviously. Tell me a little bit about what we're learning here.
I came to faith, I believe, when I was 6 years old, where I just really started to believe that God was real and I could see him working in my life. And in Beach Retreat this week, we are studying about how we can see God work in our lives around us and how we know that he is real.
Sarah Kate plays the violin. So Sarah Kate, tell me about your journey with learning how to play the violin and how you honed in on your skills.
Yeah, I started playing the violin when I was 8 years old, and before that I played the cello for a year because I wanted to sit down when I started playing string instruments because my parents made me play. It wasn't until I was about 12 years old that I really decided that I really liked and enjoyed playing, and I tried to get better on my own, and I was in a few small orchestras around Birmingham and youth string programs, and I started winning awards, and I was really involved in the Alabama Orchestra Association's All-State Orchestra every spring, where we would take students from all over the state, and we would play music together and do big symphonies and hard pieces. And that's when I decided that I really wanted to do this for the rest of my life. And so I always have loved children and decided that music education and teaching and becoming a violin teacher was going to be what I needed to do in my future.
And will you have an opportunity to play when you're at UNA?
I will. I am a member of the Shoal Symphony at UNA as of today. It is composed of university students as well as students from outside of the university. So all over Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And I will be playing there as well as the UNA Repertoire Orchestra.
Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. I'm glad I was here.